You're listening to Amma Bechazaru, Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Mem, Vav, Amud Aleph. We're going to start a little bit, like 10 lines or so from the bottom of Mem Hey Amud Beis, two dots, Amar Mar. So we are, we're in the middle of this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and the Rabbanan regarding the Shvisa for Hefker objects. And if it has, if it acquires shvisa, we also, we assume that's the machlokas as well as regarding a sleeping person, whether a sleeping person acquires shvisa or not. So now, Amar Mar, Master said, "B'yom tov hari hin kiragli kol adam," that on Yom Tov, right, if the rain falls on Yom Tov, it is like the feet of all men, meaning that whoever then collects the rainwater, the rainwater has the same tchum as them. It's up for grabs, and it has the same tchum as the legs of the people, meaning 2,000 amos from wherever that guy is. But now the Gemara asks, "Va'amai, why is that so? Likni shvisa be'okyanos. Let the water acquire shvisa in the ocean." It's assuming, that question is assuming, that all the rainwater originally was in the ocean, evaporated, went up into the clouds, and then came down again. So if it already acquired shvisa in the ocean, and then it was brought out of the ocean up to the clouds outside of 2,000 amos, and it comes down, so though it should be considered outside of its place. It was already 2,000 amos. It's well away from the ocean and the cloud, so it should be considered outside of its tchum, and you shouldn't be able to move it more than 4 amos. So the fact that we don't say this, the fact that we say, no, you can, you know, it's like karagli kol adam, so a person can, impose his own tchum on it. So lema delo k'Rabbi Eliezer. Say that this is not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. Deik Rabbi Eliezer, because if it's like Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'amar, Rabbi Eliezer said in Maseches Tanis, in the Machlokas to Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Olam Kulo Mimei Okyanos Hushose. The whole entire world drinks from the ocean, meaning that all water comes from the ocean. And therefore, if you believe that's true, that all water in the clouds, it all comes from the ocean, if you believe that, then the water should have achieved, should be kone shvisa in the water. Then it went up to the clouds, it's removed from its tchum, and it comes down. You shouldn't be allowed to move it at all. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak says, Hacha ba'avim sheneskashru me'erev yom tov askinan. No. Here we're dealing with clouds that gathered from Erev Yom Tov. Meaning, we could hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and it could be that the water evaporated from the ocean into the clouds. But we see those clouds, But these clouds already absorbed the water from before Yom Tov, and now on Yom Tov, meaning on Yom Tov itself, it's already in the clouds, and then it came down. So it's not from the water or the ocean. So the Gemara says, "Hold on, how do you know? V'dilma hanach azli v'hanach achrinin inhu." Right? How do you know that these are the same clouds? Maybe these are clouds was called a shvisa in the ocean and then came up. So the Gemara gives two answers. One is de'isle simana begavaihu. You saw this was the cloud that was shaped like, that one looks like an elephant, cloud watching. This one looks like an elephant. That one looks like this. So no, I recognize this cloud pattern. And that's clearly, and I saw those since Erev Yom Tov, meaning that the water had been in there since Yom Tov. So even if you believe that water in the clouds originally comes from the ocean, this water was already in the cloud Erev Yom Tov. We buy the same another possibility. Have a suffik de divrayim, but suffik de divrayim lahakil. Okay, no, it's suffik de rabbanon lekula. This is all this tchum that we're talking about now is a din de rabbanon. And so, if we're not sure, you're right. It might be new clouds. It might be the old clouds. But we can even hold like Rabbi Yezer, since we're not sure if these clouds have water that had was kona shvisa in the ocean on Yom Tov before, since we don't know. Safi derbanan lekula. Okay, but the Gemara says, wait, hold on. We can go back to one, what our previous machlok is back on Ben Gimel. The likni shvisa ba'avim, but why don't we say that it acquires shvisa in the clouds? I don't care about Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua about what if the water is from the ocean or not. Let's talk about right now. There's a cloud and there's water in the cloud. That's for sure. Everyone agrees that a rain cloud has water in it. So why doesn't it acquire shvisa inside the cloud? And when rain comes down, so the cloud is well over 2,000 amos in the air. So the rain comes down. That's the rain is removed from its 2,000 amma makom shvisa of the cloud. And therefore, it should always be usher to move him outside of four amos. So, but we don't say that. So, tifshut me no. We should learn from here. The ein tchumin lemala miyud. Ah, maybe there's no such thing as tchum above ten tvachim. Di yesh tchumin likni shvisa ba'avim. Because if there is such a thing as tchum above ten tvachim, then you should be able to. You should acquire shvisa in the clouds. Liolam elamalacha yesh tchumin. No, not necessarily. Maybe there's tchumen. Umaya be'iva mivli b'liye. Because water inside a cloud is surely absorbed. And because it's absorbed, Rashi says, ukuman delisinehu damu v'lo kanulu shvisa emesh. It's like it didn't acquire, it's like it's not even there. It's as if the water doesn't exist. You don't see it. It's completely absorbed in the cloud itself, and therefore we don't call it a makam shvisa since last night. So meaning there, it doesn't have a makam shvisa. Well, hold on. Then we have a bigger problem. Then kol shekein dehavu lehu nolad dasire. Then it's even more of a problem because that's called nolad. If you're telling me that it's as if it didn't exist, and then all of a sudden it comes into being and exists, that's a bigger problem because that's muksa. Then rain is nolad. It's muksa because of that. So Rashi says, afilu l'tatlin b'mkoman. Even to move it in its place, he can't do. Right? Now we're not talking about, like, can you move it more than four by four amos. No. We're talking, you can't even move it an inch. You still there?
I am.
Okay. There you go. So the Gemara says, okay, we got in serious trouble there. Let's take a step back. Elamaya ba'avim midid naidi. Rather, because water in clouds is midid naidi, it's like moving around, and therefore we can't call that being kona shvisa. It's not shvisa by definition is like resting. It's not resting. It's like, you know, water in the cloud is floating all over the place, and therefore we don't call it shvisa. So the Gemara says also, okay, so great, that works. And that's why, so even if you hold that there is tchumen above 10 tvachim, but the rain never acquired shvisa, makom shvisa in the clouds, and therefore it's not coming outside of its tchum. Because there wasn't a tchum for it. So the Gemara then says, hashu da'asis lahachi. Well, now that you suggested this answer, I actually kind of like that. Let's take us back a little bit. Okyanos nami, likshulach mayabok yonos nami. So for the oceans also, lo likshulach maya beokyanos. We should also not ask the question because likshulach maya beokyanos nami made it 90. Because there too, it's moving around, and that right. So we say okyanos nami lo likshulach because maya beokyanos nami made it 90. The same thing, that when you have water in the ocean, it's moving around, it's floating around, moving very strongly, and therefore it doesn't acquire shvisa, it's not kona makom shvisa in the ocean. So even if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you know it's that the water comes from the ocean and goes up into the cloud, and even if you don't recognize the cloud, it doesn't make a difference because water doesn't acquire shvisa in the ocean, nor does it acquire shvisa in the clouds. So you can't prove anything from this. And then we have a support of Brisa, Vatanya, Naharos Hamoshkin, Mayanos Anovin. If you have rivers that are drawing forward, and Mayanos are springs that are novin, that are also like flowing, Harihen Karaglikal Adam. These are karaglikal Adam. right? Meaning that it's not bound to any tchum because they're flowing, they're moving, and therefore doesn't acquire makom shvis in the first place, and therefore doesn't have a tchum. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So we just had to point out two halachos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We're going to actually be machalik of which ones we actually hold like him. He's paskins for two cases. One of them is regarding a sleeping person, and the other is regarding an object. And he said they're comparable. Right? A sleeping person is basically an object. But one of them turns out to be a kula and one's a chumrah. Because an object, he's saying an object only has 2,000 amos, as opposed to a more lenient possibility of it not acquiring makom shvisa, and therefore it's kiragli kol adam, and it's less limited because any person that ends up getting it, it follows their tchum, as opposed to being, it has its own tchum, and it's grounded and anchored in this spot, and it, only 2,000 amos here, but if somehow it makes its way out of that, somebody else can bring it to his own tchum. Right? So they're like, for example, let's say the rainwater, right? Some water. So we have it in this one location. Let's say somehow the water... And so now the water can only be moved 2,000 amos away from where it is right now, 2,000 amos radius. Let's say it's somehow moved out somewhere else. You cannot move it if it's based on the tchum if it's based out of the tchum of the object. But if it acquires the tchum of whoever gets the water first, so it kind of doesn't matter where it is, it follows his tchum. So that's more lenient. There's more flexibility. Because it's not anchored to its spot in its 2,000 amal radius, but it follows whoever is getting it in his own tchum. So, and which is all he needs, right? Because he can only go to the extent of his tchum anyway. Right? Imagine... Let's say he's distanced close to 4,000 amos away from the well, and let's say the water comes at the edge of 2,000, which overlaps within his. He can take it the entire way back to his house, which is close to 2,000 amos away. Is that clear? He can bring it back because he can move it wherever he wants within his tchum. He's not limited to its tchum, it's his tchum. So it's actually a chumrah when it comes to hefker objects, but actually it's a kula when it comes to the person, because we might say that a person only has his 4x4 amos. That's what the Rabbana would say. But he says, no, a sleeping person acquires 2,000 amos. Right? Even if it doesn't have das, the chachamim disagree. They say no. If you fell asleep and you didn't have the das, then you don't get more than your 4 amos. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says no. You're like a hefker object. You acquire 2,000 amos around you. So it's a kula for him, and a chumra for the object. So over here we say halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar le Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says le Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Rabbi Zera says Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Beferish shmeilach o mechlala shmeilach. You're quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, earlier Amora. Did he say beferish halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or did he imply it and you inferred from his statement that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Amar le, he said to him, beferish shmeili. I heard it explicitly. He expressly said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So my klala. What was the potential implication that he thought maybe this is what you heard? Dom Rabbi Shimon Levi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi said elsewhere, halacha kedivrei emekel be'eruv. The halacha follows the lenient opinion regarding eruv, which actually is like in general in eruv where we follow the lenient opinion. I guess when nothing else is at play, we follow the leading opinion. Rashi says, "B'chol mishpatav v'tchumen mehel hilchos erevin hein." All laws and tchumen of hilchos erevin, where we follow the makel opinion. So I might have thought that this is the statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that makes me think halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nuri. So he said, you said Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nuri. Did he say that explicitly? Or do you mean that he actually said, were you passing like the Makel one, and you say, oh, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nuri is the Makel one? So he says, no, I heard it beferish. But tarti lamali, so why do I need both of those statements from Yehoshua ben Nuri? On Rabbi Zeira says, tzrichi, d'yesh min halacha k'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nuri, if I would hear the halacha just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, havamina bein lekula bein lechumra, I would think that both teachers Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which again it's rooted in the same fundamental point, which is that a sleeping person is like a hefker object, and hefker objects and sleeping people acquire 2,000 amos. The way it's manifest, however, and sometimes it's a chumra and sometimes it's a kula, but it's the same fundamental point. So I would think that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If I said that alone, I would say, oh, the kula and the chumra. No, because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, no. Somewhere else he says, halacha is always like the mekel by Erevin. Okay. So halacha k'divrei mekel be'erev. K'mash malan halacha k'divrei mekel be'erev. So we know, no. We don't hold like the chumra Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, only the kula. So v'lema halacha k'divrei mekel be'erev. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lemeli. So if that's the rule, that halacha is like the mekel be'erev, why do you have to say explicitly halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, especially if it's not even true fully, because we don't hold of his chumra? So lamali. It's true. No, we need that as well. Sadarai tachamina, because I would have thought to say hani mili. When do we say that halacha is that halacha is mekel? Yachid b'makom yachid, v'rabim b'makom rabim. That when you have a yachid against the yachid, you follow the mekel. Or if a rabim against the rabim, you follow the mekilim. Aval yachid b'makom rabim, aim alone. But maybe if you have a yachid who's the lenient opinion and a rabim that's a machan opinion, I would say no. So therefore you have to say, no, even though it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri against the chachamim in this kula, so you might say, the chachamim are, even though they're machmirin and we're usually makel by Erev, but they're the rabim, he's the yachid. So kamash malon, halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even if it's against the rabbim, the chachamim. Okay. And now we're going to switch over to a few random cases in halacha. Amar le rava le baye, rava se to baye, michti. Let's take a look. Erevin derabanan. If Erevin is derabanan, mali yachid b'makam yachid, mali yachid b'makam rabbim. Why should it make a difference if it's a yachid, if it's a yachid versus yachid, rabbim versus rabbim? We should always be lenient when it comes to a din derabanan. It doesn't matter who the more machmir or more mekel opinion is. So Amar Le, so now there's just the rest of the Gemara, rest of this Amar basically is going to be challenging this assumption. Amar Le Rav Papa Le Rava. Right, wait, hold on. We're not machalik between a yachid and a rabbin when it comes to din derabanan, that we're always mekel, really? V'atanan, but we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Omer, kol ishasha. This is Rabbi Lazar. I have a little thing over here. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lazar Omer, kol ishasha avro leha shlosh onos, dayashata. Any woman, so this is a Mishnah in Nida, any woman that passes through three onos, three time periods, meaning 3 months without having a period, dayashata, it's enough to know her time, and that we assume that now she is in Nida. V'tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Maisa v'asa Rebbe k'Rebbe Elazar, that Rebbe paskind. And this is a din derabanan. This is a chumra derabanan. And I think the dayashata, we assume that means that I don't think that she doesn't become retroactively. She's not maybe retroactively matame the food that she touched in the last 24 hours or something like that. So Rebbe Elazar. So Vatanya, we went to the Bryce so separately. That's like the din of Rebbe Elazar. That Maisa, there's a Maisa of also Rebbe k'Rebbe Elazar, that Rebbe paskind like Rebbe Elazar, even though he's the yachid against the rabbim, and he's the mekel against the rabbim, and this is again a din derabanan. La'achar shenizkar, and after he remembered something, Amar, he said, k'dayhu Rebbe Elazar l'smoch alav b'shas atchak. it's kedai to rely on Rabbi Lazar in a Shas Adchak. This Shas Adchak, Rashi says, it was a Shnei Batzoris Havu V'ika Hefzit Taharos. There was a famine, and they didn't have a lot of food, so he didn't want to be metame taharos unnecessarily. People didn't have a lot of food, so he didn't want to retroactively, you know, be machmir like the chachamim for a din derabanan and be metame food. One that was a shas atzchak like this says it's kedai to pass like Rabbi Lazar. So what does it mean? Ma'ala achar sheniskar, after he remembered. What does it mean? Ilein ma'achar sheniskar de'in lachak Rabbi Lazar. If that's what it means, that he remembered, oh, I forgot, taka, halach is like the chachamim. So Elam Lachash in this card and Ralak Lazar, Elakarabon, Halach is like Rabbanon, Bashasachat, Hadchak, Hechiyavid Kivase. If he remembered that the halach is wrong, that's not like Rabbi Lazar, what do you mean in hindsight? You know, maybe we pass like him, it's fine. What are you talking about? You can't just pass like an incorrect opinion in Shasachak. So Ella Delo Itmar Hilchasa Lo Kerabi Elazar Lo Kerabanan. Rather, there wasn't a clear conclusion in this machlokas. By the way, that's an important point, that all the that which we're discussing is where there wasn't like a very clear psak, and it's like kind of left in there a couple of opinions. And what do you do? So you pass like the Rabban versus the Yachid in general, or maybe like the Mekel. But over here, there wasn't a final psak. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, and la'achar sheniskar delav yachid paligale. After he remembered that there's no yachid arguing against him, ela rabim pligale. It means after he realized that it's a yachid versus a rabim. Amar kedai hu Rabbi Elazar lismach alav b'shas adchak. So he said, nevertheless, it's a shas adchak. So meaning that there wasn't a conclusion on the halacha. So he said, let's pass him like Rabbi Lazar. And then he said, oh, why? I realized it really was a Rabbim. It really is a Rabbim, and here's a Yachid, but it's a Shas Adchak, so we're going to go with the Yachid. So this indicates that, in general, we are conscious and we are aware, and we're not going to be Mekel in a Din Derabanan to follow the Yachid instead of the Rabbim. He only did this over here because, in hindsight, that's what it is. So it sounds a little bit confusing, but what it seems to be is that there's a difference between, is this the halacha, the correct halacha, or what does the halachic system tell us to do? So sometimes there's like a machlokas. So sometimes like we don't know. There's the opinion of the yachid and the rabbim, and sometimes. And sometimes there's like, okay, no, we pass, and this is the correct opinion, this is the incorrect. And sometimes it's just, we don't really know what to do, so we follow Rabbim. You know, Achar Rabbim Lahatos, and we follow the Rabbim. So over here, it was that, it's not that the halach, that he forgot the halach is like the Chachamim, and then he said, oh, well, yeah, whatever, we're already B'dievet, and it's Shas Atzchak, okay, you know, let's stick with Shas Atzchak. No. It's that, There wasn't a conclusive halacha. He says, "Oh, Rabbi Lazar, that's a very logical, sensical halacha. Let's follow that." And you realize, "Oh, in hindsight, I forgot. It's a yachid versus a rabbim. So really, the halachic system would expect me to pass like the rabbim, but it would be mekel on shas adchak." But the bottom line is that we're getting out of this. The point is that in general, we are mechalek between a yachid and a rabbim, even for a din derabanan, unlike what Rava suggested. All right, so with me, it looks like you froze. Still there. So that's one point. And now another similar point. Rav Sharshi says to Rava. Vamri Lord of Nachman Bar Yitzchak to Rava. And some say it was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava. Ubid Rabbanan Lo Shani Ben Yachid Ben Malkam Yachid Ben Yachid Ben Malkam Rabbim. Really, we're not Machalik by Din Derabanan between a Yachid and a Rabbim, and we're always Mekel. Really? Vatanya, what we learned in a Braisa Shmua Krova Noheg Shiva Vishloshim. So there's something called a shmur, a krov and a shmur rechoka. This is a reference to dinim of avelus, that when somebody doesn't hear about, unfortunately, one of their relatives that they would sit shiva for, one of the seven relatives they would sit shiva for, but they didn't hear about the passing of that person until until after. Right? We had a case of this recently in our shul. Someone didn't know until after a certain amount of time, and that's called shmua rechoka. They heard from a distance. The reason that that terminology is used is that back in the day, sometimes they would send a message right when someone passed away, but it would take weeks. You're traveling from Babel to Eretz, it would take weeks to get the message across. So it was a shmua. It was something you heard from far away. They didn't call, they didn't WhatsApp. So this is how they knew. So there's shmua rechoka, shmua krova. So now the Brisas teaches shmua krova noheges shiva ushloshin. A shmua krova, regular, where you hear about it soon from nearby. So you do regular Shiva and Shloshim. There's 7 days of Shiva and then the 30 days of Shloshim. That's why it's called Shiva and Shloshim. Very creative names. Rechoka, but if it was a Shmur Rechoka, Inon Heges El Yom Echad. You just do one Echad. One day of Yom Echad of Velos. Vezuhi Krova, Vezuhi Rechoka. So what is that? Give me the number. Besoch Shloshim Krova, Lachar Shloshim Rechoka. Within 30 days, it's still considered close, and if it's afterwards, it's considered far, and you only do one day. Dibur Rabbi Kiva. That's a lachar Rabbi Kiva. Chachamim alchas shmo rukrova v'alchas shmo rechoka noheges shiva v'shloshim. And the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, even if it's rechoka, you do shiva v'shloshim. So Rabbi Kiva over here is the mekel. He is only mechayev and avel to do one day for a shmo rechoka. You there? Yeah, okay. And the Chacham say, nope, you do the whole thing, even if it's Rechoka. V'amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Chanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Malkam Sha'ata Motzi Yachin Meikav Rabba Machmirin, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachmirin, HaMerubin. Whenever you have a Yachid versus a Rabbim, and the Yachid is Meikol, and the Rabbim is Machmir, Halacha... Halacha is like the machmirim. Halacha kedivrei machmirim merubim. Chutz mizu, this is the one exception. Sha'afal pi Rabbi Akiva make of a machmirin, because in this case, even though the chachamim are the rabbim and they're machmir and Rabbi Akiva is mekel, halacha kedivrei Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is in accordance to Rabbi Akiva. V'savar la kishmuel damar shmuel halacha kedivrei mekel ba'avel. So and he holds like Shmuel, who says famously in Moed Katan that the halacha is like the mekel when it comes to avelus. That's why if you've ever asked like a shaila to a rav regarding avelus, and often they're going to be mekel because this is the klal of Shmuel in Moed Katan that we are mekel for avelus. So now the Gemara says over here, de akilu ba avelus hu de akilu ba rabbanan. So we're mekel, the Rabbanan are mekel when it comes to Velus. Ava ba'alma, afilu b'drabbanan, shani ben yachid b'makam, yachid ben yachid b'makam rabim. However, if it's anything but a Velus, we've typically, as Rabbi Yochanan stated, we typically follow the rabim versus the yachid, right? Because Rabbi Akiva, again, Rabbi Akiva is the lenient yachid, and the chachamim were the machmir rabim, and he says we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Akiva here, even though he's the yachid, because he's lenient, and we're lenient when it comes to avelus, mashma that other dinei derabanan, we're not going to follow the lenient yachid. You follow the majority. As expected. So this is a second raya against Rava, who says that we should always be mekel by a din derabanan. We should always be mekel, even if it's the yachid. Clearly, that is not the case. The general assumption is we follow the rabbim, even by a din derabanan. An exception would be in this later case of avelus and the previous case of a shas atchak, where Rebbe forgot some of the details of the halachic. The who was a yachid, who was a rabbim, and it was a shas atchak. So he paskined in hindsight, like the lenient case. But in general, we would be mechalik between a yachid and a rabbim, even by din derabanan. And that's we'll hold it for now.